an opportunity to share the word and to grow and try to get a better understanding of the events that are transpiring around us and the events that have been transpiring around us. Now, if we can get some of you from over there, over here, because this is going to block me over there, and you're not going to be able to see a few things, especially when it goes on a projector. Now, as we start, we're going to, as everyone most know, that I have a book. We've written 4 books on people of color in the Bible, 3 for children, and 1 for teenagers and adults. I'm working on volume 2, and I'm also working on that. Anyway, we'll talk about it as we go through. When we talk about the Bible, we need to try to understand what the Bible is. Now, when we think about books, we need to start trying to put them in categories. Okay? If we're living here in America, and if we have different books that go over the history of America, you will have different versions depending on the eyes of the individuals that are looking through or that are writing these writings. Okay, when you go to the public school system and to the private school systems, our educational system, which is quote unquote accredited by the state, and accreditation means that what? That they approve what you teach. So they only gonna approve something that will correlate with what? With what they want you to propagate, which is called propaganda. And that's really what most of all societies do to people. They have to propagate something. It could be truth or it can be false, but it is propaganda. And so when we think, when we read about history or American history, let's just look at that since we're in America. When we look at American history and you go to school, what do you find out? We find out that American history started with who? George Washington and the boys. Or when Christopher came to America, as they would say it, as Christopher discovered America. But I don't know how can you discover something that some other people have been living in for thousands of years. So it's all a play on words. And so we have to try to understand what is being said. So when we read from the American textbook, that's basically how they're going to describe America. Now, if you read it from a Native American perspective and what's being taught in the reservations or concentration camps, that's what I call them, because they're prisoners in their own land. And so when you read it from their viewpoint, they're going to go to history that's going to date back prior to the Europeans coming to America. And so you'll be getting that viewpoint. And then when you read the study of Thanksgiving and you read all of these other things, we celebrate each year Thanksgiving because the pilgrims, what? Survived through a winter. Okay, with the aid of who? The Indians. Some would say, no, God only. But they had God many other times before and they all died, so what was the difference? They were able to learn from the Native Americans of how to live and how to eat and how to gather and how to prepare. Okay, and so just reading over Thanksgiving, you'll get 2 different viewpoints. You get the viewpoint that they thank God and the Native Americans, and then the question is asked, well, how do you reward these Native Americans for keeping you alive? And the reward was massacre, stealing, raping, and all that we see, okay? But that part is never in the history book, but if you read it from the Native American perspective, that is clearly in the history book. Then as you're reading through it and then